97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-host. Max Power producing and engineering the show. We will be back here tomorrow. We hope you are as well, don't we?
Absolutely.
Be nice.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Is Duda on tomorrow?
No, he's not. He's at his other gig.
So we're not going to play Password tomorrow?
We are not.
I think that disappoints a lot of people. Not me, but some.
Don't forget, Cody Jenks is coming to Intrust Bank Arena November 23rd, 7:30 p.m. We have a way for you to win tickets. You can text Cody, C-O-D-Y, to the short code 20357. One entry per day, please. We will have multiple winners, but we ask that you enter just once per day. Message and data rates apply to go see Cody Jenks. Now, that's not one that interests me. Would that draw you to Intrust
Bank? Probably won't go, but I need to have an honest conversation with someone about how many people will go see Cody Jenks at Intrust Bank Arena.
Is it just him?
I don't know. He'd been on tour with somebody big, I feel like, recently. But this sounds like this is his headlining tour. Cody Jenks is out there. I don't know, and I'm not saying he's not, but I'd be somewhat skeptical that he's ready to be playing 12,000-seat arenas.
Well, I mean, Cody might disagree with you.
He seems like he was – he's not in Jason Eadie's realm. He's above that, but he's not, like, way, way above it.
Well, he might have a strong disagreement with
you. He sure might.
He's currently touring. He's playing New Braunfels, Texas, coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a Texas guy.
He's there for two nights, and he'll be all over the place.
What venue?
Well, I don't know. I'm not aware. Does Tanner Urse? He's with Tanner Urse Usry, USREY.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like – that seems like the opener instead
of – And he's with Jake Worthington and then Josh Malloy. Any of those mean anything to you?
I feel like I've heard of the last two. Not the first guy.
Here in Wichita, he's with Jason Boland and the Stragglers.
Yeah, they are a very popular band on that sort of scene. So they will draw probably better than Cody would.
Well, he's the headline.
He needs Jason Boland to bring in more people. I still don't know if they're going to draw a ton. Because Jason Boland is a guy who's a little underground. He's
good. How
about
this? He's playing, I love this kind of stuff. On November 12th, he's with Ward Davis. Do you know him?
No.
They're in Anchorage, Alaska, playing that night. On November 15th, they're in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? That had to be done on purpose.
Well, I'm sure it was.
We're going to play Alaska one night, and three nights later, we're going to play Hawaii.
That flight is not one I'd want to be on, but good for him.
I think that'd be so much fun.
Surely he's got to stop in a mainland somewhere.
Nowhere.
Not to play, necessarily. You think he's flying straight from Alaska
sure
to Hawaii, just over the entire Pacific Ocean?
Give me a mileage on Anchorage to Honolulu.
I will.
As the crow flies, it doesn't seem like that far.
Well, you know what's going to fly? The plane. So I bet it's fairly...
Here's what I'll guess. 2,700 miles.
Oh, it's got to be more than... Way more than that.
2,700 miles.
To Honolulu?
Anchorage to Honolulu.
All right.
Give me the guess. Give me the mileage.
Oh, man. I hate everything.
What is it?
I don't know. I didn't show.
No, tell me what it is.
2782. I hate it. I hate. I just hate it.
Why can't you be happy for me?
Just not.
I mean,
it seems like it should be way more, but what do I know?
Well, that's what you said, but you're.
Isn't it like 3,000?
Why are you begging? Why don't you just say, well, that's amazing. My dad was 80 miles off.
Anchorage is way at the bottom of Alaska.
Yeah, but there you go again.
What are some of the top cities in Alaska?
Anchorage is the top city.
I'm talking about northern.
Well, you're talking about the North Country.
I don't think that's a thing. Because you get into some of these northern cities in Alaska, then the mileage to Honolulu.
But what did I say?
I don't remember.
Why can't... I don't get it.
Because that's...
Why, most people would say, wow, that's pretty amazing. But not my son.
I'm going to write this down. Do you know we have a northernmost city? I don't even know how to say it.
Of Alaska?
In the United States, but it's in Alaska.
Well, of course it's in Alaska.
Obviously.
How do you spell it?
UTQIAG with an accent over it.
Utigua.
VIK.
Utigvik.
Sure. And you want to know that mileage?
To Honolulu?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another 800 miles.
800? You think it's only 800 from the bottom? It probably is. Who cares? Utigvik to... It's hard to type all this.
Just get it done. People don't want to hear how hard it is.
It's tough. There's flights. 3,451 miles.
You know who... Okay, another 800 miles.
Ish,
like I said.
Yeah.
Right on top, right there. Why? What? When are you going to...
I wonder how you pronounce that.
What do you have to say to our audience?
I don't have anything to say.
You know, I don't know why you can't... You talk about nurturing and the fact that you didn't feel it. I feel no nurturing from you.
Nor should you.
Most sons would say, man, that's pretty impressive.
I didn't want you to be right on that one.
Why?
It just annoys me. Why? Why would you be right? It was just a guess.
An educated guess.
But what was educated about it?
Because I've told you, and you refuse
I like
to believe
geography.
It.
I
you
get
refuse
that.
To believe it.
But what do you see in your brain? What comes up before you say out loud 2,700 miles? What do you see?
I see the map, and I.
But there's
I know,
no real map.
But I see the map
from,
and I do the math in my head. Okay, I know what an inch represents in mileage, and I just do the math. That's all. Let's just be honest. I'm on a little bit different level than you.
Let's do Boston to Dallas.
Does that bother you?
No. Boston to Dallas.
To Dallas?
I'm going
to
get you on one of these.
All right. How close do I have to be?
I don't know.
Boston to Dallas. Between 17 and 1800.
I hate you.
What is it?
1786. You're cheating. I think Max is in your ear. Is that what's happening?
You think Max can look that up?
Because you repeated it. Boston to Dallas so he could Google it a few times. I think that's what's going on.
Oh,
I'm not doing any more of that.
You're done with that?
Yeah, that game is over.
Well, you've lifted my spirits. I'll tell you
that
right now.
That game is absolutely over.
You know who's going to be and already is a good player? Can I just say it? And I know I'm talking about a team that's not going anywhere and whatever, but Mason Wynn's a good player and will be for the next 15 years. Now, will the Cardinals have him that long? I don't know. They better.
Impossible to know. You better sign him to an extension after this season because that's not going to be so affordable if he keeps playing well.
But he's a real guy.
He's good. Does he have Francisco Lindor upside? Will he ever hit with that much power?
Well, he's got 12 homers this year as a 22-year-old.
So maybe.
I think 20 to 25 is probably his cap. And I'm not sure he'll get there. But he can run. He's defensively good. And I'm glad we have him.
We know about his arm strength.
You want to give me one more?
Not really.
This is a little bit I mean, it doesn't have to be a long one. You can give me anything.
All right. Seattle.
Seattle.
To Detroit.
To Detroit. Seattle to Detroit. Well, that's about the same as Boston to Dallas.
You think so?
It's in that neighborhood. I'll say 1,600 to 1,700 miles.
It's from the airport in Detroit to Seattle, it's 1,922. You suck.
Make you feel better? Did that really make you feel better?
It was just embarrassing for you.
That's embarrassing.
A little bit.
All right, let me do one for you.
I'm going to be so bad at this. I'll try, though. I'm going to really put some thought into it, and I'm going to really think about it, which is the same way of saying I'm going to put some thought into it. But I'm going to do a good job here.
I got one for you.
All right, hit me.
Houston.
Houston's way down.
To Omaha.
Houston to Omaha.
Easy.
Okay, it's about 10 hours, maybe 11 from here. So it's about a 16-hour drive. If you're going six, so you're about 1,000 miles.
890.
Really?
You miss that way off, as far as I'm concerned. That was
maybe.
Terrible.
I was going to, I thought it would be in the 900s, so I just bumped it up to 1,000. But it was in the high 800s.
Here's another one. Don't look.
All right.
Don't you dare look.
I'm not looking.
I got to find the exact mileage.
Well, let's do it then, because I can't just fill all this time while my brain is just into gear.
All right, here's a good one. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah, I understand.
To Miami.
Raleigh
to Miami.
Raleigh is sort of inland. I don't think they're on the ocean. Miami is way down there.
Raleigh's close to the ocean.
It is?
So to Miami.
Is this as the crow flies?
Give the distance.
I'm thinking it's about probably 4 hours from Raleigh to Atlanta, and it's probably about 10 hours from Atlanta to Miami, maybe less, eight. So we'll say 12 hours times 60, 720, so it's going to be 650 miles.
800.
Gosh dang it.
You're terrible at this. You have no feel.
I have some feel.
805.
That's not as the crow flies, though. You've got them bending around the state there.
805 miles.
You didn't go across the ocean.
Want one more or not?
I no oceans in this one.
No, this is how far it is.
Yeah, but that's not as the crow flies. I'm looking at it.
Are you ready?
You did me wrong on that one. But yeah, I'll do one more. And don't cheat, because I know you like to. Every time I get one wrong or you get one right, that's cheating.
All right, here's one.
Okay.
Chicago. To Albuquerque.
So that's
Chicago to Albuquerque.
That's probably, again, about 15 hours in a car or so. So 900, and then you're going to take a few off. That's 820 miles.
1,337.
No, it's not. Look at that. That's bending all the way down.
1,337.
Well, that's not a good route. There's no J
you
route.
You have confirmed what we all know. You don't know a thing about geography. You know, all you're trying to do is how long would it take to drive it?
Well, how long would it?
Ridiculous. 1,337 miles, Chicago to Albuquerque.
Terrible route you put in.
Terrible.
20-hour drive? That can't be right.
Yeah, 19 hours and 58 minutes.
So that would have been 2,400. I don't know what it would have been. See, but look at that route.
Remember when I used to call you?
Let's go into southern Tennessee.
Remember the nickname I used to have for you that involved Joey Jackson, former Shocker baseball player?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember it?
Nope.
Do you really or not?
Don't.
You really don't remember?
Nope. Don't.
Do you remember what I said?
No.
You do remember.
Joey Jackson was one of my favorite shockers.
I don't know why I had this nickname in association with Joey Jackson.
Well, I do, because it rhymed.
What was it?
I don't remember.
No, it was Clueless.
I know what it was.
Instead of Shoeless, you were Clueless Joey Jackson.
Right. I understand. I was there. I lived it.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did well. I think I acquitted myself nicely.
No, I mean, did you enjoy Clueless Joey Jackson?
Is that nurturing to you?
And you didn't acquit yourself nicely.
I think I did.
You'll need to do better on your picks, and we're going to make those next. 8 college games on the docket. Some of them really good.
Some of them.
Some of them
not so
not great. But we're going to pick them anyway. KU and K-State should handily win their openers. But big point spreads in both. Max will join us along with Jason Duda. Our first picks of the season coming up next. This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Jason Duda joins us, as does the big fella, Anthony, who's agreed to be involved in these picks, along with Max. So I just have one more person to beat, and I welcome the challenge. Anthony, it's not going to go well for you, but welcome.
That's a matter of opinion.
Well,
I think I could beat you in my half sleep.
Well, ask Duda about that. Duda, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking, Bob.
Silence of the lamb.
Thank you for answering.
What was Anthony saying under his breath? Is he already tired of Duda, too? I mean, this runs deep.
No, interesting. I was silence
now,
of the
now,
lamb.
Boys.
Duda couldn't even, Duda
pretty
couldn't
standard
even
around this
question.
Place.
So he's a no-brainer. I got this. This is a
We're,
lot.
We're going to make pit. Max, let's get the music going. As we'll do this for the next 3.5 years, we'll start
seems like it.
With an interesting game. North Dakota State from FBC coming up to play Colorado. Colorado at home, a 9.5-point favorite. I'll start this one. Boy, this is an interesting game. And, of course, I know nothing about North Dakota State except they have great history. I think Colorado will hit the ground running, literally. I like we pick 1 through 8 points with 8 games, and I'll pick Colorado for 4. Jeff?
I feel like either Colorado is going to cover or North Dakota State is going to win outright. I don't see any in-between there. I'll err on the side of Colorado winning at home with their 2 NFL highly touted prospects for 2 points.
2 points. We go to Jason Duda making his first pick of the year.
Ooh.
Well, considering Jeff thinks that either they're going to win outright or Colorado is going to cover, it's going to end up in the middle. So I'll take the points for 1.
North Dakota State.
So brave.
Let's now hear from Max, who's pretty good at this. Max, who you got in this one?
Well, I think, you know, Dion's at home. He's now in that dish commercial as a pigeon, so I'm taking Colorado for 3.
Colorado for 3. And Anthony, you get to make this pick. Who do you have covering, and how confident are you?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. There's a lot of beef out there on that field, a lot of buffalo and bison running up and down the field, but I'm going to take Colorado cover.
And how many points are you willing to put on that? How confident are you? We call them confidence points. Between 1 and 8. 1 being the lowest, obviously.
Between 1 and 8? Man, give me an 8. I'm feeling prime.
Now, you only get 1 8-point pick. So you pick each game based on confidence points.
1 through 8.
But 1 through 8. So do you want to go your 8-pointer on Colorado?
Yeah, I'm taking my 8-pointer on Colorado. I'm feeling prime time.
Okay. There you go.
He likes it.
Next, we've got one of those intersectional battles, TCU and Stanford, although there's really none of that anymore. Stanford now in the ACC. TCU on the road, a 9.5-point favorite against the Cardinal. Jeff.
I know nothing about Stanford. They must be god-awful. But I'm taking them anyway for one.
Stanford for one. Jason Duda.
Who are they playing? TCU?
TCU.
Yeah, well, if Jeff knows nothing and he took Stanford, I'll take TCU for two.
And you know nothing.
That's a, well, Max, what are you going here?
I know John Elway is not walking through that door, but just outside of Berserkly, I'm taking Stanford for two.
Loves his California.
Of course.
What about you, big fella?
I'm going with the boys from the Big 12. I'm taking TCU.
How many points you want to put on it?
I'll say TCU 5.5 points.
No, no. You get 1 through 8 confidence points.
He's been watching Dave's pizza reviews.
Can we do half? You've already used your 8.
Yeah, I already used my 8, so I'm going with 5.
5. I'll take TCU. I'm a little more confident. I think they'll go on the road and do well. 6 points for me. So, Anthony, you got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 7 left. Penn State. This is a game that intrigues me. Penn State, highly ranked out of the Big Ten. In Morgantown to play West Virginia. West Virginia getting 8.5 points at home, where they're pretty good. Duda, you start us off.
Yeah, like I said, I don't really get started in this till Thanksgiving, but I'll take West Virginia.
And then you really never
at the and the points for 3.
West Virginia for 3. Max.
He's Penn State's ranked 8th, Duda. And West Virginia just has the boarhead bad meat. I'm taking Penn State for 5. They ain't eating any boar's head. Compromise elsewhere.
Yeah, that makes just about as much sense as my pick, Max. Good job.
Both picks terrible. Anthony, what about you?
I'm going to take... I don't have no confidence in West Virginia. I'm going with Penn State, and I'm taking my 7-point confidence points on them.
7 points for Penn State.
I thought 5 was high.
Using them up.
West Virginia is a complete unknown. I think they're going to be okay. I always feel like Penn State's vastly overhyped. I'm taking West Virginia, but only for one. I have no confidence. Jeff?
I don't have much confidence in this game either. However, I've already used my 1 and my 2, so I have to take the home team. You always tell me how tough it is to play in West Virginia. I feel like if you're wrong, I should get these points back. West Virginia for 3.
Yeah, Bob will be giving you those points back, Jeff.
Yeah, never. He'll subtract more, I'm sure.
We have Clemson and Georgia, the game of the weekend. You could make a case for Notre Dame, Texas A&M, which we'll pick in a moment. Clemson and Georgia meeting in Atlanta. The Georgia, almost a 2-touchdown favorite, 13.5. Max?
They're ranked number 1 now, Bob. Clemson's 14, so I'm going to go with Georgia for 4.
Georgia for 4. Anthony?
I'll take the same 4 on Georgia.
4 for Georgia. I will go Georgia for 7. I like Georgia in this one. Jeff?
Clemson is just a name at this point. They might be ranked. They might go to some bowl game. But they're not on the level of Georgia anymore. Georgia for 8.
Georgia for 8. Let's see what Duda says. What do you have, Jason?
Easy. Georgia for 8. I wanted to take KU for 8, but I don't think we're picking them. So that's disappointing.
Yeah,
I guess
I'll
be on the other side of them forever.
There you go. We're picking KU. Miami on the road in their home state to play Florida in Gainesville. Miami a 2.5-point favorite. Let's start with Anthony on this one. Who do you like in this one?
I'm gonna roll the dice, and I'm gonna say I actually like Miami, but my confidence points is at a 3 because of being Gainesville.
I think this is a tough one as well. I just don't know what to expect of Florida. And I know Miami will probably end up being disappointing. I'm taking Florida for 2. Jeff.
I don't think Miami's going to end up being disappointing. They got a good quarterback out of the portal.
We'll see.
They got some other good weapons out of the portal. I've got Miami for 7.
Wow.
That's right.
Duda?
Yeah, who knows? I got Miami for 4.
Well, I'm on an island. Max?
Yes, you are. I'm taking Miami for 6. Florida doesn't have much.
Come on, Gators. Notre Dame and Texas A&M in College Station, another of the big games of the weekend. A&M a home favorite at only 2.5 points. I start here. I'm picking A&M for 8. Jeff.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're at home, and it's a very low point total, point spread.
Yeah, Notre Dame's
going to win. I think they'll win by a field goal.
Notre Dame's going to win this game.
Okay, well, pick them.
I will. Notre Dame for 5.
Duda?
Well, I don't have a clue. So I'll go A&M for 5 because I don't think Jeff has any clue what he's doing.
Well,
Max, mark that I don't have a clue for a promo later. Just loop it.
Well, while you're doing it, mark the Anchorage to Honolulu.
Sure, go for that.
How many miles from Anchorage to Honolulu, Duda?
3,800.
You're 1,100 off. Max, who you like in this game? A&M, Notre Dame.
I was just wondering, Jeff, who are these picks brought to us by, Jeff?
You know who they're brought to you by. Are we still doing that?
Yes.
They're brought to you by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Just go use that promo code LOOTS, and you won't believe the unbelievable perks you'll get out of it.
All right.
Well, of course you won't believe them if they're unbelievable.
I'm going to use
those. Hey, Max, who you picking here?
I'm using those unbelievable Jeff picks to take Texas A&M for 8.
Uh-oh.
And, big fella, you get the final say on this game.
Okay, which numbers do I have left to use at my disposal?
You've got 1, 2, and 6.
1, 2, and 6, okay. I feel pretty confident. Texas A&M with the 12th man, I just don't know what to expect from Notre Dame, even though I like their coach. But I'm going to go with Texas A&M, new coach. The hype is going to be there. Give me 6 points and Texas A&M at home.
All right. Now we've got our in-state schools both playing teams. They will overwhelm. It's a matter of how much will they overwhelm them. Lindenwood visiting Kansas this evening. The Jayhawks, actually, this game in Kansas City. But you know what I mean. KU, a 44.5-point favorite. Jeff.
I don't think Lindenwood will score more than 3. So can KU score 7 touchdowns-ish? Yeah. KU for 4.
KU for 4. Jeff, Jason.
44.5. They should cover that, but it just seems too much. I got Lindenwood for 6.
Oh, my God.
KU, Pat.
Just, what an absolute disaster!
Just a dumpster fire.
Well,
Max,
I only got 6 and 7 left, boys.
I haven't heard.
Yeah, but come on.
Wrong team is what we're really talking about.
Max, what do you think?
I haven't heard from KU, Pat, but 44.5 is so much that I only could take KU for 1. It's a lot of points.
It's a lot, but it's also Lindenwood.
Yeah, but they might be up 40-3, and go, yeah, let's just let them rest.
Yeah, at halftime. Anthony.
I ain't going to lie. When I heard that Lindenwood, I thought that was some department store. Like, I don't have too many numbers.
I dated a woman named Linda Wood one time.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Why do you have to?
You didn't. That didn't happen. No, go ahead, Anthony.
Thank you, Jeff. That's great.
I have numbers one and two. And
one and two.
Left. One and two.
That's one and two.
I guess my highest number, Kansas and two. This is not going to be a pretty game.
And finally, me. I have the utmost confidence here in Kansas. This is an easy one, in my opinion. Kansas for five. Finally, Tennessee Martin visiting Manhattan Saturday. They are a 37.5 point underdog. We start with Duda, who will bet 7 points on?
Too many points. Tennessee Martin.
We'll wait for Thanksgiving for Duda to really kick in here. Max?
Can't wait.
I'm not waiting till Thanksgiving. I'm taking K-State for 7.
All right. Why K-State for 37.5, but not more confidence in KU?
Because 44.5 is just, that's just too much.
And Lindenwood's a notch below Tennessee Martin.
I haven't heard from KU Pat.
All right,
so.
Big fella, you got 1 point on which team?
Ema, every man a Wildcat.
K-State. I like K-State as well, and I like them for 3. Jeff?
6.
K-State for 6.
Yes.
So Duda out there on that lonely island.
Weird island.
That anti-Kansas island that he wants to stay on. And you know what? KU Pat, yours truly, Jeff, we'll all help him move. Max, Anthony, we'll meet at Duda's house this weekend and help ship him off.
I don't know what your gambling habits, Duda, are like in real life, but surprised you still own a home.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm doing okay.
I can make Duda.
I still got a bed to lay in tonight.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Anthony, I'll get your email so I can email you these games on a weekly basis, okay?
All right. That sounds good.
Are you going to email to me, Bob?
All right.
I did email them to you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he did. JDuda11 at hotmail.com. There it is.
Oh, great. Now
yeah,
knows.
You got them.
I don't got them.
Well, you know, nobody's going
to. I don't need them to beat you guys.
So you did not get the games?
I did not.
Did you check your spam?
No.
That's where all my dad's emails go on mine, so I get it.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, get with it. Get off my air.
Okay, see ya.
All right, we'll do it again. We'll do it again next week. Good to hear Anthony and Duda, our buddies. We may tease each other, but at the end of the day, there's unparalleled love and respect for each other on this show.
For real?
Yeah, I feel that.
That's cool. You have that for me?
Sure.
Unparalleled love and respect?
Sure, everybody.
No, I'm not talking about everybody.
Everybody on this show.
This isn't an everybody matters. I'm asking if I matter.
Everybody on this show I feel that way about.
But specifically me, do you feel that way about?
Everybody, all of you. All 4 of you, Max included.
But say my name specifically.
Jeff, too.
Jeff, too. Okay, well, that's close.
Jeff's included.
Thanks.
What's wrong with that?
Just say, yeah, Jeff, I love and respect you.
Yeah, Jeff, I love and respect you due to Anthony and Max.
That's what I thought.
Well, I mean, why would I not include them?
You can include, as I said, everybody's included, but some people need the emphasis.
Tell me what you want me to say again.
Jeffrey?
Jeffrey?
Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
Not now.
Not now.
Starting now.
Starting now. Where are you going with this?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
I love you.
I love you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
Period.
Period. As well as the other guys making picks on this show.
That's not a sentence.
Period, comma.
Period, comma. You're inventing new ways to write and speak.
I don't mind a period followed by a comma.
So an editor would.
Here's future Bob.
Oh!
Bob, welcome. How are you?
Oh, a lot bad. I just wanted to inform you two gentlemen.
Hey, Bob, real quick. Before you start.
Let him talk.
Oh.
Go ahead, Bob.
Lindenwood is a power in college bowling because I know Wichita State's defeated both women and men's in the past and won that WSU, and then they beat WSU a few times.
Yeah, Lindenwood's always in the mix in the
college. All right. Well, that's good to know, Bob.
Future Bob.
What do you have to say to Bob?
Bob, I really would have appreciated you telling me that the Guardians were going to win yesterday. I wouldn't have had to put myself through sheer agony. These are the things, future Bob, too, but... Thank you.
It's just one of them
They're falling
right
apart, aren't
kinda
they?
Like, kind of like your dad saying, they're just in the funk. And
my dad? You mean you?
Well, no, well, yeah. But I don't know. We'd love to meet you someday.
You're fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for putting up with Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you're a good guy, and we always enjoy taking your calls.
Okay. Well,
I'll meet you for tapioca sometime.
All right.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wish you'd.
Bye.
That's one of the nicest people.
Oh, I love him.
You know what?
That's why I want to hang out with him.
You know what I'd hope he'd do if you hung out with him?
What?
Punch you right in the nose.
Well, that'd be you, so is he still there?
He is.
Bob, just hang out.
You have my permission, Bob.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'll talk to you some other time. Take her easy.
All right. Thank you.
Is Max alive?
That guy is so Americana.
What do you mean Americana?
He's just a guy. I can relate to him. I grew up with him. He lived down the block.
You did grow up with him.
He's just the kind of guy that could have very easily lived
in your own house,
1000 block of North Baltimore.
The 1000.
When I was growing up, 1000. We called it 1034. Not 1,034.
It's still the 1,000 block.
No, we didn't call it that. We call it the 1,000 block.
What if I lived at 2088? What block would I call that?
That's the 2,000 block.
2,000 block?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How high do blocks go up?
As far as you go.
There's not like a... I guess there is.
Yeah, there's the...
Are there a lot of 7,000 blocks
sure
out there?
Sure there are.
Okay.
There's five-digit blocks.
I know. But those are for fancy people.
Well, you're not that.
I know.
I'll tell you that right now.
How come three-number blocks, too, are also for fancy people?
They're not. Two numbers are. Three numbers aren't.
Yeah. I live at 108.
No, that's not fancy. If you lived at 37 Rockford, then that's probably fancy.
Who lives there?
Or if you really want to go up a scale, if you lived at 3 Bellevue,
who lives
then
there?
Then you've got something cooking.
47 Rockford?
Nobody lives at 47 Rockford.
That's what you said. I made it up. Oh, there's a Rockford.
What was the highlight of this show today?
Future Bob.
Me coming within 80 miles of the distance between Anchorage and Honolulu.
You think so?
Because of your reaction.
What was my reaction? It just irritated you.
It made you angry.
I was a little...
Give me one more in the time we have left.
All right. Billings, Montana.
Billings, Montana.
Two.
I got to think for a minute on exactly where Billings is. I think I know. I believe it's in the south central part.
To Wheeling, West Virginia.
Billings, Montana to Wheeling, West Virginia. That's a long trip. That's 2,600 miles.
No. It's 1,700 miles.
No, it's not. You're wrong about that.
Billings is in the southeast corner of Montana.
Well, then it's 1,700 miles if you told me that.
Yeah, you didn't know
First of all, Billings, you have to really think about where Billings is.
You didn't.
So you were unfair on that one.
You missed it.
That one was not fair. We'll all be right back tomorrow. Jeff and I will. We hope you're with us. See you then.